Welcome to Today's Child.
Sitting opposite me that day was the school-appointed lawyer.
That's Emily Ramsdell, our host on Today's Child.
In the last part of Isaiah 9:6, we read, "And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Today, let's look at the Lord as our mighty God. I'd like to share with you about a time when our God was at work and how he showed himself to be mighty God. We need to go back in time when the Supreme Court of our land ruled that a Child Evangelism Fellowship Good News Club could have equal access in a public elementary school. That in itself was a tremendous victory. Just to think that the Bible had been removed from the schools, prayer had been removed from our schools, but God. But God intervened, and our school doors were now open to Good News Bible Clubs. Once the Supreme Court ruled in favor of Good News Clubs here in Syracuse, we began to work with the school district to start a Bible club at our first school. It took 1 year for that to happen. We met with opposition, but we prayed. We met with school officials who said, "You can't do this," but we prayed. We met with the school district personnel who said, there's no way this will happen. It took time for school officials to get updated about the new Supreme Court ruling. They wanted to check out all the legalities first. We continued to pray and we continued to put our trust in our mighty God because it did happen. And we now have Good News Clubs, not only in Syracuse, but across the United States. Hallelujah! Let me tell you this special story, just to share with you God's mighty power and his faithfulness in caring for our children that they might hear about him. During that first year following the Supreme Court decision, in Syracuse, we had a number of meetings with school officials and the school lawyer. When it came down to our final meeting with the school officials, and when I thought we had done all our prep work and that finally we would receive the school district's permission to have Good News Clubs in our elementary schools, there was a glitch. Unbeknownst to me, the Syracuse school lawyer that we had been working with this whole year resigned. My first thought was we would need to begin meetings all over again. However, the school district brought in another lawyer from Albany. As we were being introduced to the new lawyer, I thought it would be only right to explain to this new lawyer about our Good News Clubs that we wanted to have in the schools. But as I started to share with him, the lawyer, in a very kind way, interrupted me and said he knew all about the Good News Clubs because he was the lawyer that opposed the Good News Clubs at the Supreme Court hearing. Well, I couldn't believe it. My heart was pounding so. When the school district personnel questioned him about whether we could give out Bibles at the club, teach about Jesus, and even give an invitation for a child to receive Christ, the lawyer responded, "Yes, that is what the Supreme Court decision was all about." I could not believe all that was happening. Here was the lawyer who opposed what we were doing, now defending us. Wow. Truly, it is no vain thing to put your trust in God. I will not forget that memorable day for me when I saw our mighty God at work. In Jeremiah chapter 32, we read, "O great and mighty God, the Lord of hosts is his name, great in counsel and mighty indeed. Behold, thou hast made the heavens and earth by thy great power and by thine outstretched arm. Nothing, absolutely nothing, is too difficult for thee." Truly, we serve a mighty God. This is Emily Ramsdell with Child Evangelism Fellowship. Thank you for listening to Today's Child.